Good morning, everybody. Just let you know that the greetings from Tampa, Florida, and St. Pete. And it hasn't really gotten where we need to pull the jackets up yet, you know, so I didn't have to look 70. So, I checked the weather this morning, it was 71, so we're still working. It's more of a question. And that question is, what are you thinking? Have you ever had anybody ask you that question? What are you thinking? You know, I'm standing up here doing a message, looking out over the crowd, seeing all the smiling faces. Well, according to March of this year, if I was looking out into the crowd, all I'd see was blurred bodies. I had a successful cataract surgery in March of this year. So I'm letting you know right now, I can see everybody. I see everybody. And I was very merciful today, very successful. Well, I can read your face. I can see your body movement. What am I going to do about it? Okay? This is my right back there. So not only is the question, what are you thinking, but you may ask the same question multiple times. Especially during the Cecil Tavern years. This is my first time here in Cincinnati Peace. I must say, I highly recommend it. Very nice, very friendly. So what do we have in our hearts and our minds set on at peace? Or even every day, because we are held accountable every day for what we do that day. God has given us. Well, God knows very well what's in our hearts and what's in our minds. Our first verse, if you would, turn to Psalms 94, verse 11. Psalm 94, verse 11. We read where the Lord knows the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Well, our thoughts, our mind, our heart, is set on God's way. It should be. Because when we read this, that God knows the thoughts of man, when we become spirit beings, we're going to know the thoughts of man. And that will help us to serve them better. And when talking about thoughts, again, we need to be direct in asking about the heart. Because thoughts are seldom hidden forever. They usually lead to words and actions. Especially in this world today, it seems that mankind cannot just retain, they have to speak what they think. Sometimes they speak without thinking, which gets everybody in a lot of trouble when that happens. If you would, turn to Luke chapter 6, verse 45. Here we see Christ speaking. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth that which is good. But we also see the opposite of that, which tends to reflect on today's society. An evil man, out of the evil treasure of his heart, brings forth that which is evil. But of course, mankind doesn't think they're evil, but we know it's Satan who is stirring all this up, misdirecting humankind. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. Well, people tend to think that it doesn't matter if the thoughts are sinful. But we know that. They think as long as they don't act on them, because they don't think anyone knows what they're thinking. But again, it just shows that God knows everything. And that's where we train today, and we are training, as we remember God's words. We're going to be reapplying those in the world tomorrow, during the millennium, as well as during the last great day. But as I said, we are held accountable for our thoughts, as well as our words, and how we are, the way we work, our ways. In the book of Jeremiah 4, verse 14. Jeremiah 4, verse 14. O Jerusalem, wash your heart from wickedness, that you may be saved. Again, as we read these words, these are the words that we will, again, be applying to others. We will have that spirit being, we will have that unlimited power. Because you've heard the statement that a day is like 1,000 years to God. Well, if you break that down, 24 hours in a day, 1 hour, if you round up, is equivalent to 42 years. A millennium is going to go by like a day. So in 1 hour, that's like 42 years of life. You can just imagine the energy that we will have when we are resurrected. We become very son and daughter of God. That power that He is going to give us. The supreme focus of our heart and mind should be on our awesome God. And I know it is. For each and every one of us. We should be seeking those things which are above. Where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Setting our minds on things above, not on things of the earth. Because we are in training now. Our time is now. To pass on to those that come after. In the book of Colossians, chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. The earth will be rebuilt. During this time, man will see, man will understand that they're responsible. They're accountable for what has happened. Because those that make it through the Great Tribulation, you just imagine what they will be thinking. And possibly most of it will be bad. Can you imagine? Been thinking, what has happened? Why did this happen? What do we do now? Maybe anger, anxiety, sorrow, depression, fear. You name it. What are they going to be thinking? Just like we compare ourselves today, I'm sure we've had depression, some anxiety in life, some fear. We're human. Of course, we're going to have those thoughts, those feelings. But we will be there to serve them. We will be there to help them, comfort them, heal them, care for them, educate them. All these uplifting things that God will want us to be doing as His sons and daughters. We'll educate them on the true meaning of life. Why they were born. We will have the answers that they need. Because many of them will not know what are the right be beaten down, they will need to be cared for and lifted up. So you possibly have heard the saying, you are what you think. Well, the way the world is thinking nowadays is in sad condition. Well, let's think. Let's practice and rehearse the godly thoughts. The messages that we've been hearing during these feasts. Let us continue to pray with each other that God will wash our hearts thoroughly from those sinful thoughts. Go to God for repentance, seeking His forgiveness. Let's keep that focus. Let's focus on the big picture right in front of us. And that connection with our Heavenly Father and His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As was mentioned, this is the fifth day of the feast. They go by so quickly, don't they? They're all enjoyable. Let's rehearse. Let's review the messages. Let's continue to pray for one another. And continue to fellowship with each other. So don't be afraid to ask anyone in this room. Don't be afraid to ask them, what are you thinking? Because just look around. Look at those next to you, around you. It's a treasure trove out there. From the young to the elderly to the in between. Everyone has a story. Everyone. Share your stories with each other. Build that family connection while we're here. You have a few more days of peace left in the last 3 months. Take advantage of that. Because by sharing your stories, that tends to help, especially with me, remembrance. Not only of the feast, but of the individuals. You may not remember the name, but I can remember the stories. And they're always wonderful to hear. So take advantage of that. Because we, especially in Tampa and St. Pete, we're an elderly church, a lot of elderly people. Once they're gone, the story's gone. But the remembrance of those individuals always stay with you. And we look forward to that day when we can see them again. So hopefully, the answers that are given when you ask that question, what are you thinking, will show that our minds, our hearts, are in tune with things above. Tune towards our love each other, especially for our Father, God in heaven, and the Son, Jesus Christ. For the final scripture, if you would, turn to Psalm 139. Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my faults. And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. It's coming. Stay closer. So let's think about this. Let's meditate on it. Let's continue. Share your stories. Share your love. Continue to pray for each other. Because we all know what we're thinking. And we're praying for one another. We're praying for our family. We're praying, as God commands us to seek His love. And by doing that, we will show that to those around us. Not only in this room, but those outside of this room. Enjoy the rest of your peace.